Today's readings give us an opportunity to reflect upon a much bigger picture, that the Lord who has given us these teachings through the Gospel is the Lord of all creation, indeed the sovereign King of all things, the one who feeds the birds of the skies and clothes the lilies of the field. And in today's first reading from St. Paul, it is St. Paul telling us how our Lord wishes us, as it were, to sanctify all things. Indeed, he's pointing out to us that all things come from God, and so they must be exercised in accord to the sovereign Lord's dictates. And when we reflect upon this, we also reflect upon a most striking mystery, that this sovereign Lord and King of all things, things seen, that is, the visible created universe, and the things unseen, including the very gifts of teaching, of prophecy, and all those that are listed by St. Paul, come to us from the Lord. That this Lord, who is the sovereign King of all things, also has established his mother as the Queen of all things, and so she is truly the Queen of all creation, and she is indeed the Queen of the Creator himself. This is a mystery beyond our ability to comprehend in this life. And most especially we reflect upon this King is also all-powerful in all things, and in the only thing he is incapable of doing is sin, because sin is no power indeed. It is indeed defined as a lack of power, and that's what constitutes it to be sin. So this all-powerful Lord who closed the lilies of the field is also the all-powerful Lord of all creation. And indeed, in this mystery, we also must reflect upon the mystery that the Mother of God herself is all-powerful, all-powerful with Christ, through Christ, and in Christ. And so she is truly our mother. And in today's gospel, we learn that is what is most special and most dear to this all-powerful King and Queen is to clothe the soul in sanctifying grace and provide for the soul the banquet in order to sustain those gifts received in baptism. We know the banquet to be the sacraments of Holy Mother Church, and so all the power of God, all his sovereign reign, is concentrated in the hands of the Church, and it is through the Church that we attain all that God wishes to give us, so that we too may reflect that all-powerfulness in our souls. That is, using the gifts that St. Paul tells us of in the first reading, in accord and in the dictates of our sovereign Lord and Master. And so we learn very clearly from the Gospel that he is not a tyrannical master, but he is a master who wishes his banquet hall to be filled. That is, he wishes heaven to be populated by every soul he has created, and he has established an all-powerful means for us to attain that. Indeed, his power burns most brightly when by human dictates and by human analysis he would appear to be most weak, that is, in his crucifixion and death, by which he does the most extraordinary of all the things he has done, that is, to reclaim sinners from the hands of Satan and again hand us back over to the hands of our eternal Father. We have only to cooperate with him and his most holy Mother, and then we will attain that which he wishes to give us, our happiness with him in heaven for all eternity.